Some sad news this week. The BFBS presenter Glenn Mansell has died after losing his battle with cancer. He was 56. Glenn worked for BFBS for 25 years and had broadcast from BFBS stations all over the world. He joined after serving in the RAF. More recently, he presented this programme, SITREP.
Hello, it's Glenn Mansell. Welcome along to another edition of SITREP. UN investigators say the... Well, Conservative MP and former soldier Patrick Mercer joins us now. Mr Mercer, I take it you're not a big fan of Sean Penn?
I have absolutely nothing against Sean Penn at all. I'm sure he's a splendid fellow and I enjoy his acting. But I don't think he's a diplomat. I don't think he's a politician. I don't think.
Having spent extended periods of time in the Falklands myself, I've only just recently returned. I know how important it is for the Falkland Islands to regard themselves as British. There's been some talk about possibly putting the word Falkland Islands on front of the British passports. Christopher Lee, what do you think about that? I know it happens in Gibraltar, doesn't it?
Well, it's a Scot. I have a view on this. I have to tell you.
Have a good week, won't you? From me, Glenn Mansell. Goodbye.
That was Glenn Mansell, who sadly died this week. Christopher, you worked with Glenn for years, didn't you? What made him such a great forces broadcaster?
He sounded very casual, but he wasn't. And when he did interviews with me, I really had to think of the answers because he'd seen through all the facades that people put up. The present CDS, General David Richards, when he was commanding in Germany and Glenn was leaving, turned up at the studio. And he says, "Tell me you're going." And he actually meant it, he said, because he, Glenn, understood what Germany was about for the forces and made it very clear, and they connected with him. We can't afford to lose guys like that. Mm. There are not that many around.
Indeed. What's your abiding memory of him?
He turned around to me one day and he said, "What sort of a computer have you got?" And I said, "An Apple Mac." He said, "Yeah, it's very simple. You'll be all right."